be traveling.
So there is no discovery. There's no document searches. There's no depositions. There's no class action suits. There's no multi-district litigation. They get a free ride. So what is the last institution left that is still standing between our kids and that industry? It's the press. And of course the press is going to tell the truth. But no, for some reason the press has been co-opted. And I don't think it's as simple as this. At pharma is now the single biggest contributor to network news divisions, up to $5.4 billion a year. So you look at a network news broadcast these days, and it's just a vehicle for selling pharmaceutical products. And I was told by the president of one of the biggest networks in this country that he was sympathetic with what I was asking, which is to go on TV and talk about this issue. He believed I was right, but he could not allow me on his network because he said that he would have to fire any host who allowed me on. And it's not just the mainstream media that's accepting all this money, but the so-called alternate press, which is supposed to be the antidote to corporate control of our media, Salon, Slate, HuffPost, Daily Beast, they won't run any kind of debate or criticism of this issue. There's something wrong with that in a democracy. That the press, which is the final redoubt for public scrutiny of institutions and industry, has been completely removed from this debate. You cannot go on TV and talk about this. You cannot go into the press. You will be maligned. You will be marginalized as anti-vaxx. And this week, the British Medical Journal, the editors finally had enough. And they put down their foot and they said, that word anti-vax is a dirty word. And it's used to shut people up on a debate that we should be having. And the journalists need to stop doing that. And they need people to start talking about this. The reason people stop vaccinating is because their child was injured or they've lost faith in the program. And without journalistic scrutiny is required to make sure that this industry and this regulatory agency serve the public interest. And if you remove your scrutiny and your editors tell you you cannot play this story, it's not making our vaccine program stronger. It's making it weaker. It's making it, it's gutting it out because we know what happens. We know that this industry, if you suddenly remove scrutiny, is not going to come to Jesus and find, you know, that it's time to start telling the truth. You can't imagine that that would happen. So, you know, I want to restate, which I say every time I speak, that I'm pro-vaccine, but I want safe vaccines. I'm called anti-vaccine in every article written about me, but I've never, ever made a single statement that could justify that label. Well, I want to get mercury out of the vaccines. For 33 years, I've been working to get mercury out of fish. Nobody has ever called me anti-fish. And because I want mercury out of vaccines, I should not be called anti-vaccine. But the reason I'm called that is because journalists want to make this a binary argument. They want to say either you're pro-vaccine or you're anti-vaccine. There's nothing in between. There's nobody like me who is pro-vaccine but wants safe vaccines. Wants to get mercury out so that our children's health can be protected. And that's a rational, and it's not, it shouldn't be a radical idea. It should be something that should be getting support from journalists, and journalists should be talking about it. But they don't. So now, today, we're offering you $100,000 to start talking about this issue honestly.
I thought what he had to say was so refreshing. On the Anti-Corruption Society website, if you go to the homepage, you will notice two tabs that support everything he was saying, and more so. One is CDC Exposed, and the other is Big Pharma Exposed. Now, this previous guy, I wonder where he gets his money. I wonder who's paying him to do these things. I wonder how much he got paid to do the commencement address. I wonder how much he gets paid to sell his books and promote consensus science and call thimerosal not mercury, but it's just a preservative. So, so much for Harvard, you know? The other thing that I noticed was this whole idea of their Robert Kennedy Jr. has 250 different individual scientific research articles, okay? And what does this Atul Gawande want us to do? Don't look at the research of the individual. The bigger the group, the better the group. You have to look at your sources, okay? So what he is saying is you don't want the guys who just do good research sharing information. No, you want people who come together in a room with the Delphi technique to come up with consensus science or community science. It is pretty slick how they get these Harvard professors to promote their agendas and their deceptive styles of science, quote unquote. Okay, there's one more clip from Robert Kennedy, and then we'll take calls.
I want to, before Cheryl comes up, I just want to clarify something. I told you there's no safety studies, but there are studies that CDC has created, CDC and industry. There are 19 studies that purport to say that thimerosal does not cause autism. That's it. And they're population studies. They're not clinical. They're not animal studies. They're simply population studies, and they're all very badly flawed. These are those studies. So these are the studies that say that CDC studies, including three of these studies, were written by Dr. Thompson, the three lead studies, who now says that he was ordered by his boss at CDC to destroy evidence, to manipulate the data, to bury the evidence that showed that it was, in fact, causing illness to black boys, specifically black boys who received the vaccine on time had a 250% greater chance of getting autism than the black boys who waited. So, and he was told to come in. He and four other scientists were ordered by Frank DiStefano, the vaccine branch chief, to come into a conference room at CDC and dump that data into a garbage can. And then they published that study, the DiStefano study, and found no effect. And that study has been cited 110 times on PubMed as the definitive evidence that vaccines don't cause autism. These are all of those studies. This is the entire universe of their autism studies. There's no safety study that says, you know, it doesn't poison you, it doesn't kill you, it doesn't cause all these other illnesses. These are exclusively autism studies, and it's all they've got. So, and those 19 studies are described here on these charts, and it goes through why each one of them is fraudulent. But even these studies, which are CDC's own studies, admit that it causes tics. It causes tics, language delay. It causes mental retardation. It causes lower IQ in girls. So even the studies they use to defend it from autism are admitting it's causing all these other illnesses. Nobody's looking at this stuff. Reporters need to look at this, and they need to look at it in detail. Because, you know, this is what this guy, why did not a single mainstream reporter cover this story? You have the senior scientist at CDC who's saying everything's fraudulent. We caused the autism epidemic. That's what he says. He says, every time I see a family with an autistic kid, I have great shame because we were at fault. That's a quote. And nobody covered the story. It was just crickets in the American media. Okay. I'm sorry.
I love the fact he's just so impassioned and outraged at what has gone on. Everyone should be. And it should dishearten us all to hear this other doctor from Harvard just lying to all those young graduates. I mean, it just blew me away when I heard that, because they're all going to have children. He's not saying anything to expose Big Pharma. He's not saying anything to expose the CDC. He's claiming he's got good science. He's got nothing. He's got science for sale. And that's why they call it consensus science, because it's science for sale. Whoever pays for the research gets the results they want. And if they're not going to get the results they want, they don't pay for the research. Many of us have learned that the hard way. So I hope people appreciate the dilemma we're in, which is the small group of people who are looking at all the real science and are coming forward to do their best to expose this lie. I don't know that I believe that the press is going to give us much help for exactly the reason he said. I see these drugs advertised every night on TV, and I'm just amazed that anybody would take them, because the law apparently requires on the other drugs that they give full disclosure. Okay? But the federal law regarding vaccines did not require full disclosure from a federal legal perspective. Now, this was an interesting thing to discover, and we had a show on that, that a law student did a fabulous article explaining that the federal government, when they passed the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act, they felt it was going to be up to the states to decide whether they wanted to require full disclosure. In my state, there was a debate about that. There was a pharmacist who was in the middle of all of that, and she wrote several articles stating that most of the legislators wanted to pass a statute requiring full disclosure on vaccines, but that Big Pharma and their lobbyists managed to get it removed from the legislation. So even though the majority of the representatives and state senators, state representatives, felt it would be important to provide full disclosure regarding vaccines, Big Pharma stopped that as well. That is why if you go into a doctor, if you go into a pharmacy, we know someone who went into a pharmacy, they wanted a flu shot, but they wanted to see the package insert first. They were denied that. And they were told, it's too complex, you're not going to understand it anyway. I don't think Robert Kennedy Jr. has either looked at that, or he's just prioritizing this topic, because the more you look at it, the uglier it gets. So the call-in number tonight is 1-800-313-9443. When we're inviting anybody to call in and tell us what you think of what they're calling science today. I'm not impressed with it. I know. I don't trust it. I think the true pseudoscience is the majority science. It is the conventional science. The science we're being sold on TV every day is what is truly pseudoscience. The vaccine issue, I think, is not going to go away. I don't know what Robert Kennedy Jr. will do next. I do know that the movie Vaxxed has had a lot of success. I just read an article today that they're going across Europe now trying to educate the people in Europe. So maybe because big players are in it, like Robert De Niro and Robert Kennedy Jr., maybe they will make a lot of inroads. But I tell you, when you listen to this guy talk to that class at Caltech, this is going to be a tough fight, people, because they have all the money in the world to hire science people to sell the public on their pseudoscience. Okay. We have a caller from Texas. Andy, are you there?
I am, ma'am. Wow, where do you begin? You've already disclosed in the first hour of your show a treasure trove of information. That first guy, I wanted to believe that he was being sarcastic. I really did, because, I mean, the evidence is there. We've seen it. But RFK Jr., I mean, what a great guy to be in charge in that particular area, and I think we're going to get some things done on these vaccines. But, you know, my youngest son, he was just a sweetheart when he was born. And 6 months in, we went and got his shots and stuff, because I was stupid. And he came back, and this kid just started throwing a fit, pitching a fit, smacking his head against the walls, shaking his crib and stuff. Oh. And it was just a terrible situation. And he's a little slow now. to the point where when he was, you know, in grade school and stuff, they actually wanted to give him ADHD stuff, and I kept throwing the stuff in the toilet. My wife kept asking me, you know, where did the pills go? Where'd they go? Well, I don't know. I threw them away. I didn't think my kid needed any of that stuff. I mean, so it was going from one drug to another drug. But how do we know?
That's what they do, Andy. That is what they do. And I'm just amazed that you had the guts to throw them in the toilet. Good for you.
Well, but how do we know? I mean, you know, my mom got me vaccinated. I remember sitting in a line as a young kid, waiting in my little gown and stuff to go in and get my little shots and stuff. But how do we know we are the person we're supposed to be? Because what are in these things? We don't know what's in these things.
No. I mean, no. And it's only gotten worse. See, I don't know how old you are, but it's only gotten worse because he didn't mention, you know, when they passed the NVIC, the National Vaccination Information Act, and they took liability away from Big Pharma, they left a portion of it, and in the sense that if Big Pharma was going to knowingly put a contaminated substance in the vaccine, then they were still going to be held liable. Well, that disappeared in 2011. So it's worse than it was, you know, I don't know how old your child is now, but I mean, after 2011, they can put arsenic in there and they're not going to be liable. Nor are
they put a lot of things.
Yeah.
I mean, we got all these peanut allergies and stuff, and it turns out they're putting peanut extract in some of these vaccines.
Yes. And there's no law to stop them. You know, the lawyers can't stop them, but we can if we start to figure out how to say no.
But, and that's the thing is, how do we say no?
Well, that's why we have a thing on our website. We have a website called parentsagainstmandatoryvaccines.net. And you'll notice in the tabs at the top, there's something called a vaccination notice. And that gets you beyond this gatekeeper system, because just saying no is one thing. And he, as the first guy said, arguing with these people, they're not going to argue with you. The doctor's not going to argue with you. School nurse isn't going to argue with you, because they've been told it's a waste of time. So they're not going to pay any attention when you go in and say, but this, but that, what do you think about this? That's not going to get their attention. That's why we use a vaccination notice, because we state what we already know that's factual. And we say very clearly, it's a liability issue. If you take the liability in writing and say you'll be liable for any harm or injury, then we'll consider the vaccine. And they aren't going to do it. But you're telling them, you're calling their bluff. You're saying, fine, if you think they're safe and effective, you assure me that you will accept the liability if this child or if myself get sick from the vaccine. If you can't do that, then why would you make me take it?
Well, and there you lead right into what I was about to say. You got all these people who are saying, well, your child's not vaccinated. You pose a threat to me, to my child. Well, if your child is vaccinated and my child is not, how is my child you're vaccinated? Yes. And that's the leading question, I think, in today's society, that everybody is, they go after that, and that's the way they attack you when you don't vaccinate your children or whatnot. They go after you as, well, you're posing a threat to my child. No, your child's vaccinated. If you believe the vaccine is working for you, then your child is fixed. Don't worry about it.
What I've said is, I'm not saying I'm not willing to vaccinate. All I'm saying is, as soon as the doctor gives me assurance that he'll take the liability if the child gets injured,
absolutely.
I know that drug companies don't have any liability. So, you know, ask your doctor if he's going to take the liability. When the doctor assures me in writing he will, then I'll vaccinate him and just let them stew on that. Most people don't understand what he just said about liability.
Well, you know, I took my kids in when they were younger, and I was against vaccinations. I had understood it, and they were young kids. And I took them in, and she's like, well, you guys got two shots required for each of you, blah, 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 blah. And I said, no, I'm not down with that. We're not doing this. And she said, oh, you're one of those people.
Hold on. We're going to break. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. We are talking to Andy from Texas, who has had some pretty typical experiences, sad but true, regarding vaccines and the public's response to the fact that he's smart enough not to have his kids vaccinated. I think that's wonderful, Andy.
Well, but you know, the thing is that I wasn't smart enough because they did get vaccinated. I just, at one point, I realized that, no, there's something wrong with this stuff. And these people are selling this stuff to us as though as if it's candy and it's normal and this is what you should do. And I don't buy that anymore. And so I've, you know, my kids are at the age now where they're actually having kids of their own. And I've had a falling out with my daughter. Trying to talk to her about vaccines, I'm like, look, you've got 2 grandkids of mine, and I just don't want to see them damaged. And, you know, and I'm at the point where, this is sad that I'm going to say this, but I'm at the point is, I told you so if something happens. You know what I mean? It's just a terrible thing that's going on in this country. And the sad thing is there's not even liability to these pharmaceutical companies. There's a vaccine court, which is paid out of the pocket of the taxpayers if they are found liable.
Okay, so, I mean, would you consider sending your daughter the link on Parents Against Mandatory Vaccines? If you click on that picture of the baby with all those needles in, there's a page that says vaccine are the biggest lies Big Pharma ever sold. So you're going to put
that would destroy my relationship with her.
That Big Pharma ever sold. You're taking away your the doctor that she trusts and all the media that she trusts, and you are trying to point the finger at Big Pharma. And if she just look at the page and just listen to Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, it's not even a long video, I think she'll start to see what has happened, because Humphreys, as a doctor, does a pretty good job explaining it.
Well, that would actually destroy my relationship with her, because the content of our conversation, I was just trying to get her to watch the movie Vaxxed. And I was telling her, look, there's some information in there that can really help you, and your child might be damaged from this. And that, it was months before I talked to her again, and she's finally calling me again here and there, asking me, you know, construction things and cooking things and all this stuff. But, I mean, if I sent her anything else about vaccines, that would destroy our relationship. I mean, she just simply is, well, you vaccinated me when I was growing up, and I'm fine. And so we choose to vaccinate our children. And I'm like, but today's vaccines are not the same.
Right. And how old is she? Was she being vaccinated before 1986?
She's 24 years old.
Okay.
So she was born in 1992, I believe.
Okay. All right. Well, she was born before Brucewitz versus Wyeth of 2011, where all liability was removed from Big Pharma. Maybe the only approach you need to use with her anymore is, look, they make a lot of money off of vaccines, and there's no downside for Big Pharma because you can't sue them no matter what happens.
And she wouldn't even connect the two together. That's the thing, is that she just thinks, she would just think that today's world is you vaccinate and whatnot, and if something happens with your child, that was something that happened. It had nothing to do with the vaccine. She would be that way. And it's naive and it's ridiculous, but, I mean, that's what I was trying to warn her about. And that ruined my relationship with her, which is actually coming back now, which is fine. I like that. But,
Don't give up on her. And I'll tell you, maybe she'd watch Big Pharma, Big Bucks, Big Bucks, Big Pharma, because they don't say a word about vaccines. Not one word. But it talks about the industry, just like RFK, Robert Kennedy Jr. did. Exposing the Big Pharma is behind this. And that, maybe if she looks at it, just because she might be tempted to take other drugs of theirs. And I don't trust any of their drugs anymore. Do you?
No, I don't trust any of them. But I'll tell you what, Donald Trump did a fantastic job of putting RFK in front of this, RFK Jr. in front of this. And wow. I mean, this is, I don't even know what to say about Donald Trump other than the fact that thank God he's here. If nothing else, he's waking a lot of people up, and that's really what we need. So.
Okay, great. I have a couple more calls. Thanks so much.
Thank you for your time. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to break. Be back shortly.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back. We're in our last half hour, and we've been talking tonight about vaccines and vaccine science. Who's got the real science and who's promoting the consensus science? And I also want to point out that Robert Kennedy Jr. said even the alternative media, which he's calling Huffington Post and Salon, which are, again, we're back to controlled alternative media, aren't telling the story about this report that came out from the CDC. Well, you're listening to RBN. Thank you for listening. And this is where you're going to get the truth. Not like Salon, not like Huffington Post. However, RBN does require support from the public. It is not inexpensive to run a network like they're running this one, which in my mind is amazingly smoothly. They've got great employees. They've got great hosts. But the network needs your support. There's several ways you can donate to RBN. You can call 800-724-2719. And ask for extension one and talk to someone, a living person, and they will be happy to take your donation or tell you how to do it. Or you can send a check to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78644. And if you have access to a computer, that might be the easiest way, because you can go to republicbroadcasting.org website right there and look on the right side of the screen, and you will see a donate tab. Gives you a couple options. But RBN would not be here without viewer support. So if you want to keep hearing programs like these, see what you can do to support this wonderful network. Okay, our next caller, I believe, is Fred from Iowa. Fred, good evening.
Oh, good evening, woman. Can you hear me?
Yep.
God bless you, and he has blessed you. I got a lot to say, and it's all on topic. I am 8 years old, and I haven't even taken an aspirin in almost 4 years. I have a niece that's a doctor. I have a sister that retired after 43 years in the health profession. 23 of the last was at a major eye clinic in Minneapolis. Okay, when I first heard your program, I fell out of my chair, stomped around the house, and I was so dang upset and mad until I heard your commentary. God bless you. Okay, on Tuesday, I had cataract surgery, and they insisted that I take Valium, and I said, no, I don't want to. What is the necessity of it? Well, they told me it would make you relax, and I said, well, I'm not apprehensive about the operation. This was at the Veterans Administration. I'm a vet in a major hospital in Iowa. Okay, they just got all upset, and then they told me I didn't have to take it, and then they told me, well, you're not the only one. There's a few that won't take Valium. And I said, well, I have confidence in the staff and the people and the doctors here, and cataract surgery is pretty well established. And so I'm not worried about that. I'm not apprehensive. And I thank God that I didn't take the Valium, because I was coherent and alert and conscious all during the operation, and was talking to them. Okay. In the last 6 years, I have talked to 1,500 people, plus do not take a vaccine or a flu shot. When I started this over 6 years ago in the store in this small town where I go, I told the pharmacists that, and they followed me around the store literally cussing at me and giving me all kinds of guff and what an idiot I was. Now, I had to go to a pharmacist when I had the cataract surgery and talk to her about the medicine they were going to give me, which was eye drops, which is necessary. And then I moved closer to her face, looked her in the eye, and I said, don't take a vaccine or a flu shot. And she got smug and got upset. But I have been telling pharmacists and young pregnant women about not taking flu shots or vaccine shots. And they tell other people, and then I give them the website. That's Wedge In for RBN, although there's a lot on RBN I do not agree with. But I said it's a source of information. But you have to use your own discernment and thinking. Okay, like Andy, I talked to my daughter. She's 55 years old. I'm a man of faith. And when I talked to her, and I do come on with a lot of passion, she said, well, Dad, you're going to lose me. You're going to lose me. Well, I said, honey, you want me to lie to you? I said, I won't do that. And I don't want to lose you, but I won't lie to you. So I know what Andy goes through. Okay, getting back to my sister, 43 years in the health profession, and my niece is a doctor. I tangle with them terrifically. I have finally brought my sister somewhat around after 6 years, and she loves me deeply. But that's how difficult. So I can identify with Andy. I know what it's like. But you have to keep trying. Go ahead, talk.
Okay. I don't know if this will help anyone. It worked for me, but you know, we all have unique situations. We put together an open letter from a grandmother to her daughters regarding vaccines. And we printed it out. My husband read it. I read it. He approved of it. For those who don't know, my husband's a retired physician. And I used to be a registered respiratory therapist. So for most of our lives, we believed Big Pharma and we believed in vaccines, but we didn't really think they were necessary. We only became aware of the problem in 2009 and started doing our own research. And the more we looked at it, the more we realized, oh my God, we've got a big problem here. So we put together that letter. You guys can look at, you know, type in the search button on the website, parentsagainstmandatoryvaccines.net, and type in the word grandmother, and then you will see that's how we chose to approach it. We were successful, but we did it by the letter. And
well,
I said, you have to read this letter that your dad and I wrote to you. Well, when you do it that way, it's like, because this is a letter from our heart, you know, that it takes it out of the argument. They don't have to agree with you, but when you put it in such a way that you're sharing that you love them, chances are they're not going to get mad at you. But that's just a suggestion. I don't know that it'll work for everybody. It did work for us.
Okay, that's a good suggestion, and I failed to do that. I was aware of what you just said, and I got to get hundreds and hundreds of those copies. But not denigrating you or your husband. But look at the appalling ignorance in the medical profession, you know. Oh. And they bring up a normalcy bias, but normalcy bias and the Hegelian dialectic and what is it about thinking this old man is having a senior moment, critical thinking. But,
right.
You know, there was a test done on four groups of people, and I can't remember the countries, but say Taiwan, Ecuador, and Tibet now, and Seventh-day Adventists in the state. Okay, the first three groups more or less had the same certain areas that they live in and the same DNA and the common genetics. And they all had the longest longevity. Seventh-day Adventists live the longest in the United States, have the most stable marriage. But Seventh-day Adventists are all over the world of every race and every color. So they don't have the same DNA and the common genetics. It's their lifestyle. Now, I'm an undisciplined vegetarian, and I'm going vegan. And
okay,
I'm 80.
Fred, we got two other callers. Maybe we could, three other callers. Maybe we could wrap it up pretty soon here.
Well, I'm going to stay on the phone, but I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred, though. I appreciate your call. I just, we're running out of time here, so. Thanks so much, though, and good luck with your family, and good luck with your cataract surgery, for goodness sake.
Wonderful. It's going great.
All right. Good to hear. Okay. Our next caller is Chris near Las Vegas. Chris, how are you tonight? Oh, sorry. Maybe next time, Chris. Is Bob still there? Bob from Colorado?
Yes, I'm still here. How are you?
Oh, hi, Bob.
Okay, listen, I talked to you a few months ago about a bankruptcy, and that case is coming up next week. So hopefully I'll be able to call you back and give you the final update. But I wanted to run over a couple things with you. I went to the hospital a couple weeks ago. I was really feeling sick, and they hooked me up to the IVs and all that stuff, took blood and all that, and swabbed my nose, said, "You don't have the flu. Did you take the flu shot?" And I lied. I said, "Yeah, I took that flu shot. A lot of good it did." And the nurse said, "Yeah, I know. We're finding out it didn't work this year." And I was like, "Oh, thank God! I never take a flu shot." But a point a point I wanted to bring up to you was, I don't know if your show or somebody out there listening, but I think this would be like the challenge of the century, to have someone to get a hold of that guy from Caltech and also let Kennedy or De Niro know about what the conversation is and publicly say, hey, you just said there's nothing wrong with the shot. You didn't say anything about the mercury in it, but listen, we'll give you $100,000 if you prove that that Marisol shot is okay. And, I mean, can you imagine? I mean, this is out in the public to a guy that just told his students what you just played on the air earlier.
Right, right.
Now, you talk about calling somebody out who's supposed to be so respected in the science community. Oh, man, that would be just, like, awesome.
I know. Wasn't it outrageous?
That would be outrageous. I'll tell you. But listen, one more thing. I don't know if you have any information or you could give it out over the air real quick. I'm going to hang up and get your response. But do you know anything about trying to get some good research on Down syndrome? Because my best friend in the whole world, her child's 2 years old. He's got Down syndrome. And I'm at wit's end trying to find out what we can try to do to get something at least to help. So I can't thank you enough for your show. I listen every week, and I'll listen on the air.
Okay.
God bless, and have a great evening.
Thank you. I have not done any research on Downs. I would imagine there would be a lot on the Internet. When I do research, I researched some drugs recently for a close family member who was put on these medications. You learn after not too long. If you're going to go to WebMD, you're going to get, you know, the conventional medicine type of thing, and they're not going to attack Big Pharma, and they're not going to attack CDC. So when you start doing your research, you start getting a handle on who's going to support the conventional world that seems to have no real solutions, and who's going to say, you know, we've been looking at this from a different point of view. Take a look at both sides and do what I did. I looked at both sides, and the side that was telling the truth just spoke to me, where the side that was corporate and making everything smell like roses and dandelions and daisies was concealing the truth from me. So that's kind of what I do. Look at both sides, and you kind of figure out who might have reliable information. Okay, we have one last call. Then we're going to have to, I'm sorry, we're going to have to go to our final good evening. Wes, you have about 2 minutes. Wes in Idaho.
Hello, Al. Hi. Yes, this from the Internet, a poster from Dr. Corin, Corin Publications. Autism is just the tip of the iceberg. That is the name of the poster I'm looking at right here. There are 50 other diseases, modern day diseases, what they call multiple sclerosis, that happened just a few years after mandatory vaccinations. I want to make this quote here from Dr. Corin. Whenever a toxic chemical stress is introduced into the population, the effects are established along a continuum with a catastrophic effects at one end and seemingly no effects at the other end. But most individuals are damaged to varying degrees. And contrary to popular belief, parents are not legally obligated to vaccinate their children. This on the Internet. Now, a legal question. I have always thought that the executive, the congressional, legislative, and the judiciary were equal branches of government. But no, the executive issues orders. The Congress issues legislative, makes laws. But the judiciary, all they do, even at the Supreme Court, all they do is issue an opinion. Okay, Brown versus Board of Education, doing away with segregation. What was the National Guard doing there if the judiciary does not have such power? powers. That's what I want to put out to you. From what I understand, this has been known a long time. Thomas Jefferson wrote about the possible tyranny of the judiciary. It's not really supposed to be an equal branch of government, and I'm putting it out to you. What do we have to do? Get the executive to take notice and to do something about the judiciary? I guess in the early days, when the judiciary actually ordered made an opinion that was contrary to the other two branches of government.
Sorry, Wes, we're running out of time. I'm going to have to cut you off. We'll maybe take up that conversation in the future. We're coming to a close. I want to invite all the listeners to stay tuned. The last 5 minutes of our show, we do an imaging prayer with beautiful music, and we close our eyes and we picture, we use our mental energy, our love, all our goodwill to picture the future for our children that we know they deserve. So thank you, Wes, and thanks everybody for calling in, and I'll be back next week.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord. And image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.